This time of year is really hard on a lot of people. But I feel for the people that don't know the Lord, amen? And I feel for the people that don't know the Lord and steps through doors like this every Sunday, because it really exists. You can come to church every week and not know the Lord. It's a bad thing, but it happens. But anyway, the moral to what I'm trying to say is that our Lord and Savior came, bled and died, hung on a tree, hung on a cross for us. We no longer have to sacrifice animals. All we need to do is believe. All we need to do is acknowledge that he did those three things, amen? And from that point, work at being a Christian, and we're saved. But anyway, the God I serve is an awesome God. I hear a voice of one crying. I hear a voice of one crying. Prepare ye. Come and prepare ye the way of the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I hear a voice of one crying. I hear a voice of one crying. Prepare ye, come and prepare ye the way of the Lord. Oh, we worship your holy name, Jesus. As gold is precious and the honey sweet, so you love these cities and you love these streets. Every child out playing by the old front door, every baby lying on the bedroom floor, every dreamer dreaming in their dead end job, every driver driving through the rush hour mob. I feel it in my spirit, feel it in my bones. Can you feel it? You're gonna send revival, bring them all back home. Yeah. Oh, I can hear that thunder in the distance. It's like a train on the edge of the town. Well, I can hear the brooding of your spirit. Your burden's down, your burden's down, oh, revive us, revive us, revive us with your fire. From the preacher preaching when the well is dry, to the lost soul reaching for a higher high, from the young man working through his hopes and fears, to the walking through a veil of tears. Every man and woman, every old and young, every father's daughter, every mother's son. I feel it in my spirit, feel it in my bones. You're gonna send revival, bring them all back home.
Yes! Oh, I can hear that thunder in the distance. It's like a train on the edge of the town.
Well, I can hear the brooding of the spirit. Lay your burdens down. Lay your burdens down. Oh, revive us. Revive us. Revive us.
When I first learned this song. You ever do something and you don't quite understand what you're doing? It took me a minute to understand what I was singing about, but I finally got there. Hallelujah. I finally come to a realization of what I was asking God to do right here.
Revive us,
hallelujah.
Revive us, revive us with your.
Revive us.
Help me sing it, church.
Revive.
I thank God for allowing us to be in here today. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. There's so many things that I could stand here and just tell you that I'm thankful about. But right now, I'm thankful. Because God's got his hands on our pastor, amen? I'm thankful because God's in total control of this whole situation. I'm thankful that God has given the pastor's wife the strength to carry on, amen? Because she's been through it as well as he has. She's been sick every day he's been sick, amen? And I thank God for giving my wife the strength to carry on, because if there was ever a daddy's girl, there stands one. And I'm not making that as a joke. I'm being serious about that. So God is good to us. Amen.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Bless the Lord of my soul. Oh.
dawning. It's time to sing your songs again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes.
Bless the Lord,
bless the Lord of my soul. Oh, my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I worship Your holy name. You're rich in love and You're slow to anger. Your name is great and Your heart is mine. For all Your goodness,
one, two, three,
I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. Oh, bless the Lord, bless the Lord of my soul. Oh, my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I worship Your holy name.
When we were singing the song, Revive Us Again, of course, you know, God uses pictures in my mind, maybe from things that I'm used to, but it just, I mean, I couldn't even concentrate on the second song because it was so full. And I kept saying, God, you don't want me to speak. The thing that came to me when I was a nurse, we used the word revive. When somebody began to die, when their breath was gone and their heartbeat was gone, we revived them. And the way that we revived them was to breathe for them. Or if necessary, we would have to defibrillate to get their heart back. And the reason why people begin to die is the stress that comes on their flesh and their body. But what I saw was, or what God shared with me is, you don't revive anything that was dead and never alive. So that song is not for people who have never known God. It's for people at one time that had a life for Him and had a passion for Him. And somewhere along the way, the circumstances of this life, and right now I feel like it's discouragement. I just feel a big spirit of discouragement. But whatever is happening on life, it is so stressful that either our breath is gone, we're struggling to breathe, and in some of us, our hearts have become so hard and stony that it doesn't beat with the passion that we once had. And I saw God lean down and give me mouth to mouth to put His breath back in me. He was the one that gave it to us the first time, and He's the one that's going to give it to us the second time. And when it said, revive us with the fire, I could see that defibrillator. And I don't know if anybody's ever seen when someone gets cardioverted, but it is actually electrical impulses, fire, that we put on their chest, and it starts the heart to beat again with a passion. And that's what I saw. And so if there's anybody here besides me today that feels like the circumstances of life has made them feel almost to the point that you come in here at church sometime and you feel like you're dead, you don't have that passion anymore, that revive us is for people who once were alive. And we are now being revived by the breath of God and by the fire that will start His heart. And all we have to do is seek help from Him. Thank you for letting me share, Ricardo. Thank
you. Hallelujah. Woo. Thank you, Jesus. That's an awesome thing. That's a very awesome thing. You know, I used to be one of those people that when you step in a church door and then what the preacher talks about and the music was saying and it all meshes together, I used to be one of those negative individuals. Wow, they got together and they planned all that. Well, hey, I'm just being real with you. But now when you're standing up here looking out that direction and you see you have no contact with anybody before you come in here, and then the things you do, God just simply wanted you to do to begin with so that He can relay messages throughout the body of Christ. See, that's what we're doing, guys. It's such an awesome thing that He can come through me and then through me go through somebody else, and from that person touch this person, from that person touch that person. It's an awesome thing. It's an awesome thing. It's even more awesome when you obey and do as He asks.
You talk about that, it reminds me of, like, you can look at life like a puzzle, but you don't have the picture. And God's got the picture. And you don't know if you're working on the blue sky or the blue of the ocean. But chances are it's the ocean, and even though the ocean's huge, the land's coming, but you don't know it. You look for that next piece. And it might be the person you bumped into by accident. It might be like pastors right now. Some of the stuff they've discovered, they would have never tested for because they thought it was something else. And they found a lot of stuff. So God works mysterious ways and in disguise. But what they found now with this polyp is something that they wouldn't have gone to check there if he hadn't had the chest pain and he started working. So the puzzle pieces fit. God knows what they are. Sometimes we want to trim them all the time. But they're already made to fit. We just got to work the way he wants us to. And like I said, when you're traveling on the ocean, you see no land, that next puzzle piece might be the landmass you're looking for.
Hallelujah. Woo. Well, I don't know about y'all, but I come to get something from the service today, amen? And I'm going to tell you something from my heart that just really does me good to see. It does me good to see our congregation not being afraid to do what they do, not being afraid to stand up and share, not being afraid to stand up and just let it out what's on their heart. It does my heart good. I've not seen that everywhere I've been. I've seen a lot of places I go, this ceremony, you know, we do this at this time, and we do that at this time, and by this time we're out of here. And this is repeated weekly. Not belittling anyone by no stretch of the imagination, but that's what I see. I don't think the God I serve runs on a time limit. I think that he would wait for you forever to become saved. That's what I think. I'm entitled to my own way of thinking. The God I serve is an awesome God. Oh, I could go on, but he's fixed it so that we could do this simply. And as people, we take something simple and we want to make it hard, extremely hard. Amen. But sister, you're so correct. To be revived means that you had it to begin with. Yes, ma'am.
Well, this also reminds me of what I've been doing in children's church the last couple of weeks. The story we were doing was like the widow with her oil, and you know, she only had a little oil, and Elijah said, hey, go get a whole bunch of empty jars from your neighbors. Don't get them half full, get them all empty, get more than two, you know, all this. But the thing is, that widow had to have faith to say that is from God. So she went and did it. She might have thought, boy, that old man's stupid. I don't have nothing to put in these jars. But God does not ask you to do the supernatural. He does the supernatural. All he asks you to do is an ordinary thing, to obey, to do something that might sound stupid. In your opinion, it might sound dumb to go do something, but maybe that hug or that smile or that note of thank you or whatever you do that's just little, that could make the supernatural come through you. But if you're not obedient, yeah, God's going to get his message through some way. But wouldn't it be awesome if it comes through you? Because God told you to do something. I thought that was cool.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I want to give honor and praise to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I want to tell you how great God is. Because the time that I've been gone, God sustained me through every night since I left here, staying with my sister in the hospital, blessing us through. By faith, we walked with God down the halls of the hospital at 3 o'clock in the morning, praying for my sister that God will take her out of the suffering. Well, God's time, our time, God's time is not ours. And when we pray and ask God for a certain blessing or whatever it is, the situation that we need God to perform whatever we ask him for, because his time is not our time and we expect it to be done when we pray, God hears our prayers. We have to wait on the Lord for the answer because it's not like he doesn't hear us. I told my mother that. I said, God is not ignoring our prayers to take my sister home with him. He is going to do that in his time. And so we have to have faith and keep our trust in God and know that he hears and answers. I want to thank my church family. I love every one of you for the prayers that have gone up for me and my family, because God did take her home. She loved the Lord. Even in her suffering, when she was we thought, unconscious. She was calling out to the Lord, and she loved him through all her suffering. And God is so good. He blesses us even when we are asleep and don't realize he's answering our prayers. So keep the faith in him and keep your trust in God no matter what we're going through.
Amen.
Isn't the name of Jesus wonderful?
In the name, there is life in the name.
There is no other name
but Jesus, Jesus.
Aren't you glad all those things are in the Lord's name? Oh, I am. Yeah, I kind of feel like T.D. Jakes when I get to do this one part. Well, that's the truth. Shoot, yeah. Yeah, get to jump up and down and shout and talk about the Lord. Hallelujah. That's just a good thing. You know, now is the time we come to share and give to the Lord. You know, God blesses us so much. I want to share this with y'all. I remember back when Sister Connie gave me a word in here about my finances. And I really grabbed a hold of that particular word. And from that point until now, the word she spoke over me has come to pass. It happened. And I tell you guys this right here. When you pay your tithes, when you give to the Lord, it may not come back in monetary value, but I promise you this, it'll come back. It'll come back 10 times more than what you gave. I can promise you that. And it's just an awesome thing. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Yes, it sure is. Hallelujah. You know, one of these days, I'm going to get to step in a pulpit and actually try to preach a little bit. One of these days, I got confidence in that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, if I keep getting up here and getting these anxious moments like I see Creflo Dollar and Dad and all this bunch get, I'm liable to start preaching one of these days. That's what just might start happening. I get up here and I get to walking back and forth and shaking my head and hollering, like Sister Shirley, I'm liable to start preaching one of these days too, you reckon? You know, I am just grateful to be here today, guys. I'm grateful to be in the house of God. And I'm going to have my fun regardless of the situation. But this situation right here is a good situation, amen? Hallelujah. Okay, guys, go ahead. Just a minute. Lord God, I just thank you, Lord God, for the givers in this house, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, because I know it comes from the heart, Lord. And I thank you, Jesus, for just blessing them mightily for all they do and all they give, Lord God. All the giving their time and effort to help around here, Lord God, I just thank you and I ask you to bless them mightily for that, Lord God. Now, Lord God, I thank you for everything we've done. In Jesus' name. Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Come ye to me.
We'll praise your name forever.